From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Malaysian authorities have arrested 17 people, including two who had recently returned from Syria, for allegedly plotting terror attacks in the capital of Kuala Lumpur. The police chief, Khalid Abu Bakar, said in a Twitter message Monday that the 17 were arrested Sunday. He gave no further information, saying a statement would be issued later. The arrests come after the Home Ministry proposed two new anti-terror laws last week that will reintroduce indefinite detention without trial and allow the seizure of passports of anyone suspected of supporting terror acts. President Obama says a framework nuclear agreement reached last week with Iran represents a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bring some stability to the Middle East. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Speaking to the New York Times Sunday, Mr. Obama said he would consider it a fundamental failure of his presidency if, on his watch or as a consequence of work that he has done, Israel was rendered more vulnerable. He said that would not just be a strategic failure, but a moral failure. Asked what his message is to the Israeli people about the agreement, the president said while they have a right to be concerned about Iran, they should be equally concerned Iran is not able to acquire nuclear weapons. He said there is no better option to ensure that doesn't happen than the framework agreement reached in Switzerland. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on U.S. television Sunday called the framework agreement a bad deal that gives Iran a free path to the bomb. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
The son of a Kenyan government official was one of the masked al-Shabaab gunmen who massacred 148 people at Garissa University College. Kenya's Interior Ministry said Abdirahim Abdullahi was among the four attackers. This is VOA News. Egyptian security forces say they have killed the leader and founder of the extremist group Ajnad Misr in a shootout. Hamam Mohamed Atiyah was shot dead during a firefight in a residential neighborhood. Attacks mainly targeting Egyptian security forces have spiked since the 2013 military coup. Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen have arrested more than 120 members of a rival Islamic Sunni party. The Houthis raided homes and offices in the capital of Sana'a, rounding up members of the Isla party, which backs the Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against the Houthis. The raids came as the senior Houthi leader, Saleh al-Samad, said the rebels are willing to hold peace talks if the Saudis stop the bombing. Former U.S. Ambassador to Yemen, Barbara Bodine, spoke with VOA about her perspective on what allowed the Houthi takeover.
None of this is really being driven by theology. There was a power vacuum. There was a governance vacuum. There was a complete lack of structure. And the Houthis were able to walk into this vacuum.
The Houthis also gained ground in the main southern city of Aden on Sunday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighters from the Islamic State and al-Nusra Front, the al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp on the outskirts of Damascus. UN officials say in addition to the ground clashes, Syrian forces have been shelling the camp, trapping thousands of civilians, including children. Christopher Guinness is a spokesman for the UN Relief and Work Agency.
Women, children, civilians of all sorts are in danger of being killed, of being maimed, of being injured, which is why we are calling on all parties to respect their obligations under international law to protect civilians.
In addition to Yarmouk, the U.S. State Department condemned other attacks that have endangered Syrian civilians, saying that innocent families continue to suffer from both the Assad regime and violent extremist group. India unveiled a new national air quality index Monday to keep track of pollution levels in 10 of its cities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the new measure at a conference of state environment ministers in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said India, with its strong tradition of protecting the environment, has one of the world's lowest level of pollution. That claim was disputed by the World Health Organization report last year that said New Delhi has the world's dirtiest air. Italian Navy and Coast Guard ships have picked up about 1,500 migrants at sea. Authorities said Sunday they received distress calls from three migrant vessels in trouble in the Mediterranean off the Libyan coast. The men, women, and children were taken to the islands of Sicily and Lampedusa. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.